Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, New York lawmakers are telling New York Governor Andrew Cuomo that their ongoing impeachment investigation is nearing completion and gave him a deadline of August 13th to provide additional evidence. The governor has reacted, and Rich Aspardi, the governor's spokesman, said in a statement that the governor would cooperate. We got a week deadline now. I guess this next week will be very crucial in understanding where the governor intends to go here.
That's right, David. He has a number of choices, but it basically comes down to this. You resign, you get out, and I have a feeling a lot of the things that are going on with district attorneys and others will probably fade away. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's the way it usually goes. So the pressure is mounting. District attorneys are getting references from the state attorney general, and the pressure is on as it has never been on before. So he has to make up his mind. If he resigns, some of the incredible pressure on him goes away. On the other hand, if he doesn't resign, if he stays with it, if he says, okay, bring it on, do your best, I'm going to do everything in my power to defend myself. Well, impeachments can be messy. You can get all kinds of votes lined up. But when the moment comes, this governor is capable of taking them on and not resigning. That's where we sit right now. We just don't know what he's going to do. Now, based on his history, he can be tough, and he will do what he has to do to protect himself. You know, he's in a very bad spot. Everyone has deserted him. Jay Jacobs, chair of the Democratic Party, his handpicked guy, everybody else. And there he is, sitting in the hot seat, making up his mind what the best thing to do would be. When Eliot Spitzer had his chance, when it looked bad for him, he got out. And now he's a thriving businessman in New York, doing well. There's no way out that I see for Cuomo. But, you know, maybe he sees something that we don't see. You know, David, I've known Andrew Cuomo for a long time. He and I have not gotten along. It started with Carl McCall, who he tried to replace as a Democratic candidate years back. And I went on the television and on the radio, and I called him out. We had a chance to have the first black governor of New York, and he was taking advantage of the moment and saying, I'm going to run for that. Well, he got beaten up quite badly in the press and other places, and he didn't do it. But I was out front, and it cost me my relationship with Mario Cuomo, the father who I thought the world of. Now, that's been the history of Andrew Cuomo and Alan Shartok, and while everybody else was in an adulatory phase towards him, it was always very tense between the two of us.
And there sitting in the wings is Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul.
That's right, David. Hochul has a group of people who think the world of her. Our Libby Post is one of them, and she would, if he resigns, become the governor from Western New York, and Western New York traditionally does not choose governors. As I have said so many times, the unwritten in invisible ink part of the Constitution says you should probably come from the five boroughs of New York, or you should come from around the five boroughs of New York. If Hochul is an incumbent and a woman incumbent, it's going to mean a great deal in terms of running for a full term afterwards, and that's coming up real fast. You have other people out there, like the Attorney General of the state of New York, who is both of color and a woman, and there's a very good chance that she will contest this, but we don't know.
And isn't it a statement, Alan, that supposing the governor steps aside, Hochul becomes the interim governor, that it would be the first woman to be governor in blue state New York?
No question. This is going to be, I believe, the year of the woman. And there's a very good chance it will be either her or the attorney general who will succeed to the governorship. I don't see any other prominent names lined up for this job, but elections can be funny. People will put themselves forward. So, as we have often said, we'll see what we see.
Well, what we're seeing with the coronavirus and the Delta variant is not good. We are backsliding. Our pandemic momentum has been squandered. Top public health officials are warning across the board, quote, we are seeing increases in cases and hospitalizations in all age groups. That's Rochelle Walensky, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director, at a Thursday briefing. She noted that as of Monday, a full 83% of all counties in the U.S. were experiencing substantial or high transmission of the coronavirus, a trend driven almost entirely by the virus. Texas Delta variant, and it's got President Biden considering even withholding funds and other moves to spur vaccinations. Disinformation in this world is costing us dearly when it comes to people getting vaccinated.
Well, every push that could possibly be put on is happening now. There's one story after another about a patient who is dying from the COVID and saying, please get the shot. And to some degree, it is working. The rate of vaccinations are going up. They aren't enough. And the fact is that some people just refuse, based on the scantiest and the silliest kind of information that people are making up and that they are listening to when scandalous people are putting it forward. So here's what I'm afraid of. We watched, David, as we got to a better place with the original virus. Now we get this virus, which is either 25 times more powerful or, I heard in one place, 1,000 times more powerful. We don't know. But in any case, we're back in the soup again. I know a lot of people who are getting on airplanes, doing all the things that lead to the consequences that we are seeing right now. And that's because everybody wants it to be over. Here's the problem. It isn't.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok. Well, headed off to vacation next week. I want to advance thank everyone, including you and Ian and Jesse and all my colleagues who help out when I go off for some R&R. Have a great weekend, everyone. And thank you, Alan, as always.
Say it isn't so, David. How will we make it?
You'll just have to.